This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim. Welcome, everyone. We continue. And Daf HaShavua, we're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Pei Amud Beis, Ibai Lahu. They had the following Sheila: Bal Shamachar Karka LePeirois Mahu. If the husband sold the land of his wife for the fruits, what's the halacha? We're talking about where the husband sold the nichsei milug of his wife, meaning he can't sell the land, but he had rights to the peiros, he sold the peiros. Mi amrinan, do we say, my dikani akni, what he acquired, he could sell. He has rights to the fruits, he could sell the fruits. Oy dilmor, maybe, ki takinu rabbanu peiros labal. The chachamim were masakin that the husband has fruits, that he has rights to the fruits, but he can't sell them. The reason that they were masakin that he has rights to it, mishum revach besa, it's so that the house will be prosperous, and this way the husband will be generous to his wife. Avla zabuni loy, but they never allowed him to sell it. They never allowed him rights to be able to sell it. Yehuda Mar,
the son of Mareimar, said the name of Rava, Masha Asayasay, what he did is done. It's a good sale. Rapapa Amar Mishneh, the Rava Papa said the name of Rava, Loyasav Loyklam. It's ineffective. Now, Yehuda Mar Bereimar said in the name of Rava, it is good. Rav Papa said in the name of Rava, it's not good. Amar Rav Papa, Hadi Yehuda Mar Bar Bereimar, that which Yehuda Mar Bar Bereimar said in the name of Rava, La Befershit Mar. It was not said clearly, explicitly by Rava, Ela Meklala Imar. But it was inferred from something that Rava did. Dahi Itza Da'ili Legavra Tarti Amasa. Because there was a woman that brought to her husband, to the marriage, Tarti Amhasa, two maidservants, into the marriage. Now these maidservants were not Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, they were Nechsei Milog. Azal Gavra Nasev Itzachrit, so the guy went, he married another woman. Ayola Chadminayo. And he gave the new wife one of the maidservants. So this is akin to selling and giving the rights of the Nechsei Milog. So she came before Rava. The first wife comes before Rava. Tzavcha, and she's screaming. She said, what right does my husband have to give my nechasim to someone else? Le'ashkechba. Rava did not pay attention. Man de chaza savar. Someone who saw, thought, mishum de savar. It's because Rava held Masha asay asay. Someone who was watching it thought, it's because Rava held that since the husband has rights to the peiros, therefore what he did is done. Velohi. But it's not true. It's not true. But rather it's because mishum revach besa. It's not because Rava held like Yehuda Mar Bar Bereimar in the name of Rava. It's not that Rava held Masha Asayase. The reason why Rava held, in this case you're allowed to, is really Rava held like Rav Papa, that you're not allowed to, because the Chachamim only gave it to the husband, Mishum Ravach Besa. But in this case, there is Ravach Besa. Mishum Ravach Besa. The reason why the husband is normally not allowed to sell it is because it was given to him for the benefit of the household. V'haka Ravach, but in this case, the household is benefits. Because even if the Shivcha is given to the second wife, she's still going to be doing work in the house, and the household will benefit. The Gemara says the halacha is v'hilchasa. Halacha is bal shamachar karka lepeiros. A husband who sells land for the fruits, loya asav loyklam, did not do anything. He cannot sell it. Now we already saw the reasoning of Rav Papa of because of Ravach Besa. Says Gemara, my time. What's the logic of Rava? I'm sorry, what's the logic of this psak of the Hilchasa Baal Shemachar Karkala Peiros Loyasav Loyklum? Abai Omar, Abai says Chayshina Shema Tachzif. We're worried that maybe the land will be allowed to go down in value, because since the person who bought the fruits knows that if the marriage is ever terminated. She's going to take it back. So he figures he might not have it long term, so he won't take care of it properly, and it will deteriorate. Rava Amar, Rava said, no. The reason why the sale is not good is because Mishum Ravach Beisa. It's because we only give the Baal rights to it so that the household could profit. Mai Beinayo. What's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Abaye says we're worried Shama Tachsif, and Rava says because of Ravach Beisa. Mai Beinayo. What's the difference between them? Ika Beinayu Ara Demakarav Lamasa. The difference is if you have land that's close to the city. So there we're not worried for the chashash of Abaye that it might go down in value. However, we are concerned for Rava's reason that it was given to him for Ravach Besa, and now if he sells it, there won't be Ravach Besa. If it's close to the city, then it won't go down in value. What's the reason? Because the lady could always oversee it. She could always be looking out for it. As opposed to if it's Mishum Ravach Besa, there will not be Ravach Besa. Another nafgamina, Inami, another nafgamina, Bal Arasu, is if the husband is the sharecropper of the person who bought it. So in that case, since the husband's working the field, he's not going to allow it to go down in value, but there won't be Ravach Besa. Inami, another nafgamina would be, Zuzi, the Ka'avid Behu Iska. Let's say the husband sells it, and he uses the money for business. So in that case, you do have Ravach Besa, because the household will benefit from the business, but the Svar of Abaye is still an issue because the field might be let to go down in value. Zok the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Shenaflu Nechasim. Somebody who's waiting the Yibam of a Yavam and Nechasim fall to her. So in previous Mishnahs we discussed what rights does a Nesua have. What rights does an Arusa have? And what rights does a husband have in the property of an Arusa? What rights does a husband have in the properties of a Nesua? Now we're going to talk about a woman awaiting Yibam. Now, a woman awaiting Yibam, it does create, she's Zakuk L'Yibam, in a certain sense she's an Arusa, but what exactly, to what level is the relationship that is created? So Shemeres Yavam Shenaflu Nechasim, Shemeres Yavam, who Nechasim fall to her. Moidim Beishamai Ubeis Hillel, Shemai Cheres V'Naisenes V'Kaim. Beishamai and Beis Hillel agree that she's allowed to sell and she could give, and it's effective, even though normally property that falls to an Arusa, Beis Hillel says she shouldn't sell L'Chadchila. Shemeres Yavam, even Beis Hillel would agree that if it fell to her, the halacha is she is allowed to sell it, even though she is a Shemeres Yavam, she's awaiting Yibam. Now, what if she dies before Yibam? What do we do with her estate? Because on the one hand, her relatives are going to claim that she was never married and we should inherit her, but the relatives of the husband or the husband's family is going to say, well, she was somewhat zakuk libam. So Mesa, if she died, Mayasa b'ksubasa, what's done with her ksuba? V'nechasim ha-nechnasim ha-yoytzin ima, and with the nechasim that go in and out with her. Now, what exactly are nechasim that are nechnas v'yoytzi with her? These are nechsei milug. Nechsei milug are not written in the ksuba. They go in with her, they go out with her. Meaning, the husband doesn't take responsibility for them. So what's done with the ksuba? The etzem ksuba and the toisefes ksuba. Also the nechsei tzoyin barzel, which are written in the ksuba. And what's done with the nechsei milug? Beishamai yoimrim, Beishamai says, yachliku yorshei abam yorshei ha'av. We divide it. The heirs of the husband divide with the heirs of the father. Now, you read the Mishnah, and you think that Beis Shammai is talking about all property. Ksuba, Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, Nosei Melug, they all divide it. But Rashi brings that the Gemara Nivamis on Lamed Chesam Abeis shows that Beis Shammai's din of Yachloiku only applies to Nechsei Melug, that belongs to her. But the Ksuba and the Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. He only says his din by Nechsei Melug. So Beis Shammai Yomim Yachku Yoshi Abal Yashab. Beis Hillel Oymim, Beis Hillel says, Nechasim Cheskasan. The property remains in their presumptive status. Uksuba Becheskas Yoshi Habal. The Ksuba remains in the possession of the Yarshim of the husband. Nechasim HaNechnasim HaYosim Ima Becheskas Yoshi Ha'av. And the Nechasim Milug stay with her. So Beis Hillel is saying three dinim. Nechasim Becheskasam is Nechasim Tzayin Barzal. And Beis Shammai agrees that Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel remains in the possession of those who have the Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel. Now, who is that? Who is in possession? It's a machlokes. The Gemara Bava Basra brings a machlokes. Does it refer to the Yorshei Habal? Because the husband was responsible. Some say it belongs to the Yorshei, her Yorshei. When we say the ksuba is in the rishus of the husband, that means the ksuba and the toisefes ksuba, because it was a chiyuv that he had. And when we say the nechsei tzoyin barzel, go to her, so this is a nechsei milug. And it's regarding this that Beis Shammai argues, and Beis Shammai says yachloiku, and Beis Hillel says it goes to her. Now what about... She's a Shomeres Yavam. That means her husband died. Who gets the estate of the husband who died? Hiniach Achiv Mais. If the brother left money. Now normally, a Yavam who does Yibam, he's Yarish's brother. Not only that, the Yavam is now responsible for his brother's Ksuba. He doesn't make his own Ksuba. So what if the brother left over karka? So that karka is meshubah to the ksuba, nothing else. So if the brother left money, so that, what do we do with it? Yilakach ben karka, you buy karka, v'hu oichal peres, he eats the fruits. Why? Because even metaltalin is meshubah to the ksuba, so we have to save the money for the woman. So, but he gets to eat the fruits. So we buy land and he eats the fruits. Peres hatushim karka, fruits that are disattached. So that's also meshubad. Yilakach b'han karka, you buy land. V'hu aichal peres. Ha-mechubaron le-karka, if it's attached to the ground. So then, Amar Meir, like we had in an earlier Mishnah, shaman oisim kamehin yafin ma-peres. We evaluate the land, how much it's worth with the fruit. V'kamehin yafin b'loi peres, how much it's worth without the fruit. So the land is technically meshubad to the iksuba. V'hamoysar, the difference in price, that amount of money, yilakach b'hen karka, you buy land, v'uachal peres, he eats the fruits. So, whatever grew before is meshubad to the iksuba. Whatever grows now is considered peros, and that's something that he could benefit from. And he does. He gets to eat the fruits. The Chachamim say, no, Peres HaMechavar Mekarka Shalai, whatever is attached to the ground, is his. It belongs to the Yavam. Which means that somehow it's not Meshubah to the Ksuba. Habtulushim in HaKarka, whatever is not attached to the ground, Kol HaKoydim Zachabahen. Whoever comes first is Zoychanet. Kadam hu Zacha. If he comes, he's koinet. Kadmehi, if she comes, yilakach bahen karka, the kabai land, v'hu oichal peres, and he eats the fruits. Kansa, what if he marries her? Now she's considered like his wife for everything. The only difference is the obligation of her ksuba devolves on the property of the first husband, not the second husband. The Yavim cannot say to her, your ksuba is on the table. He can't try to say, look, I'm going to sell the rest of the property and I'm going to identify a small piece of property that will be meshuba to your ksuba. You can't do that. All of the brother's property is meshuba to the ksuba. Likewise, a husband cannot say to his wife, look, your ksuba is on the table, and I'm going to identify a piece of land that will be meshuba to your ksuba, and the rest I'm going to sell. All of the land is meshuba to the ksuba. Gersha, let's say the man is miyabim her, and then he divorces her. Ein la ela ksuba. She's only, all she gets is the ksuba. Meaning, he could give her a piece of land, and she collects the ksuba, and the rest is his. Hechzira, if let's say he remarries her. Harehi kuchal nashim, she's like any other woman. Ein la ela ksuba bad. And all she gets is a ksuba. What does that mean? The first ksuba. Because when he takes her back, he's not offering to give her his own ksuba. He's just reinstating the ksuba that she was entitled to from the first husband. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.